when they do this. And that's another argument to use an IV bisphosphonate, which is not only more potent, but obviously does not have these compliance issues. Another clinical result from Daniele Santini from Italy, he nicely showed that potential anti-angiogenic properties of zoledronic acid can be translated into the clinic. This is patients treated first weekly, but then monthly for bone metastases with 4 milligrams of zoledronic acid. And what you can see is that the serum VEGF levels drop down considerably under that treatment. You know that we have also very expensive ways to fight VEGF, and this may be just a usable side effect of bisphosphonate treatment.